That was Naftali's Dream. This is a new CD, and the CD is called Blood, and the song is called In Search of Her Lullaby. This is WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Before that, we listened to passages by the Aardvark Jazz Orchestra, and the piece is called Elegy, and this was composed as a suite paying homage to the victims and survivors of the terrorist attack on the Boston Marathon and the subsequent assassination of an MIT police officer. Crystal Campbell, Lindsay Liu, Martin Richard, and Officer Sean Collier were all murdered in this event that traumatized Boston and beyond. Harvey writes, commemoration reminds us of the fragility of life and evokes emotions experienced by survivors, first responders, and the community alike. The music follows the passage from shock to anger to grief to an elegy for the departed. Unity in sound offers strength in a search for transcendence and healing. Quite wonderful. And let's see, before that we heard Arwan Ortiz Trio. Let me see what I have on that. A lot of new material here, featuring Eric Revis and Gerald Cleaver. The CD is Hidden Voices. And we heard Arabesques of a Geometrical Rose, Summer. His unique Cuban cubism conception on the brilliant new CD. Cuban-born New York pianist who's become a mark of quality on gigs and records. Quote by Ben Ratliff, New York Times. And he says, of all the younger generation of Cuban pianists, composers who have left Cuba to seek their fortunes in the United States, Arwan, who was born in Santiago de Cuba, may be the most avant-garde. His compositions are highly structured, and you can hear his Cuban roots emerge on occasion, especially from the rhythm section. But this music has more in common with Dave Holland and Ornette Coleman than it does with your father's Latin jazz. That's from timba.com. Anyway, there's lots more about that. He's considered an avatar in the world of progressive improvisation. So before that, we heard Chris Allen. The CD is called Beloved, and the song was Lowborn from Proverbs 62, verse 9, and that features Frank Kosra, Luke Curtis, and Jonathan Barber. Let's see what we know about this. Saxophonist Chris Allen, a protege of the great Jackie McLean, advances the state of his art with Beloved, an album of irresistibly fresh originals. Now, this is not yet released, so you're hearing it here first via Truth Revolution Records. It features Allen on alto and soprano saxes with Frank Kosria on tenor and Luke Curtis on bass and Jonathan Barber on drums. So they're going to be doing a week of late night sets, June 28th through July 2nd, at Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Oh, we'll be hearing more from that. And I think, let's see, I played from Canto America the song Stardust, Michael Spiro, Wayne Wallace, and La Orchestra Sinfonietta. That's it. So now, let's see if I can get this to play. This will be another. Okay, so. No, it's not going to work. Let's see. Try it again. Am I in the right thing? So I'm trying to play from a file. Oh, maybe I have to go open. Nope, that's not it. Okay, I was in the right place instead. Huh. Not sure why this won't play. That's too bad. Oh, here we go. Marvelous. Tell you about this afterwards. Thank you.
Acheinu, Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Acheinu, Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Achayenu, kol beis Yisrael. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesonim batzuru ubashiveyu. Hamukom yerachem aleihem, acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Hamukom yerachem aleihem, aleihem, acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Hamukom yerachem, yerachem aleihem. Hamukom yerachem aleihem, aleihem. Ve'yoytziyem mitzora liruho, ome'afei lo liyoyru, ome'shibot, ome'shibot, ome'shibot ligulo. Hamukom yerachem aleihem, hamukom yerachem aleihem, hamukom yerachem aleihem, ve'yatzia mitzura, mitzura lirvacho, u'me'afei lo liyayro, u'me'ashi ligula ashto bagula bisman kari. Hashtu bagulu ubizman kariv. Hashtu bagulu, hashtu bagulu ubizman kariv. Veinona, 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 amen.
Ich kenne ein Lokal, das gibt's nicht nochmal.
Dort hab ich schon oft deine Lage bestimmt.
Es ist nicht mondän und auch nicht sehr schön.
Aber etwas eines, was mir sehr gefällt. Im Gasthof zur goldenen Schnecke, da steht ein Klavier in der Ecke. Wirst du in dem Schlitz einen Groschen hinein, es spielt es so fein von ganz allein. Im Gasthof zur goldenen Schnecke, da steht ein Klavier in der Ecke. Da gehen die Mädels zum Tanz, das muss man sehen, wie die sich drehen. Das Klavier spielt elektrisch so schön.
Über den Ozean und hoch in die Stratosphäre. Wir sehen von New York bis Teheran und holen uns Land aus dem Meere. Wir sprechen von Oslo nach Samarkand, ohne die Stimme zu heben. Wir können im südlichsten Feuerland Jack Hilton aus London erleben. Die Welt ist klein geworden, so winzig klein geworden. Ein schöner Ball, mit dem du gerne spielst. Sie ist ganz dein geworden und allgemein geworden. dünkten uns klug und weise. Wir haben die Erde in Schienen gelegt und kommen nun selbst aus dem Gleise. Chinesische Kulis, japanische Herren, die weißen Europäer, sie standen sich immer so unerhört fern. Jetzt rücken sie näher und näher. Die Welt ist eng geworden, so schrecklich eng geworden, das ist die Luft und Latte dreht nicht. Ist ein Gemeng geworden und ein Gedräng geworden um einen Platz für dich ins Sonnenlicht. Was nutzt der Ernte dir, die unter Dach und Fach war? Der böse Nachbar nimmt sie dir weg. Die Welt ist eng geworden, es ist jetzt eng geworden um jedes noch so kleine Stückchen Dreck. Wir sausen mit 1000 PS dahin. Wir können es nicht mehr lassen. Wir sitzen im Turm von Babel drin und können uns nur noch hassen. Wir haben das Licht elektrisch gemacht und können uns trotzdem nicht sehen. Wir haben ein Esperanto erdacht und werden uns niemals verstehen. Die Welt ist weit geworden, so furchtbar weit geworden, und alle Hoffnungen sind Träumerei. Du bist gescheit geworden und bist bereit geworden, auf dieser weiter Welt nur Spreu zu sein, was dein Gehirn
Okay, so this is an amazing project, and I had the information, and now it's disappeared, and I can't seem to find it. It was in an email. Here we go. Okay, this is the Semmer Ensemble, 1930s Jewish music from Berlin. Semmer Ensemble restored and lost label. The golden age of Jewish music restored, almost forgotten. Songs captured in 1930s Berlin by Hirsch Lewin on his Semmer label. The Semmer Ensemble brings this astonishing music back to life with critically acclaimed concerts and their first album, recorded live at the Maxim Gorky Theater in Berlin in November of 2015. In Berlin in 1932, Hirsch Lewin starts his own label, Semmer, to record a fantastic Jewish music, the fantastic Jewish music, coming from the area. A year later, Jewish music is forbidden. But Lewin spent the next 5 years recording as much as he could until 1938, when his company and label were destroyed, along with 4,500 records. Fast forward to the 90s, and musicologist Rainier Lotz travels the world looking for these recordings and somehow restores almost the entire catalog. Alan Byrne is then hired by the Jewish Museum Berlin to put together an ensemble to record and perform these recordings. This project captures these songs. Fantastic. I don't have the hard copy. They did send me the link, so I wasn't sure if I could get it, but we got it. So hopefully I'll be able to do that again for us, because the music is great. Just a little note here. You can spend your summer with Spotlight Musical Theater Workshop at Medford High School, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's time to step into the spotlight. Spotlightproductions360.org is how you reach these folks. The first of three two-week sessions starts July 6th to July 15th. The second one is July 18th to the 29th. And the last one is August 1st to the 12th. The workshops will not be the same, so you could even do all three. And You can, the pre-registration period actually is over, but again, you can go to spotlightproductions360.org, and workshop hours are 8:30 to 3:30, and you're going to learn voice acting dance, and a lot of mini workshops, including technical light, sound, set, crew, sketch comedy, improv, and more. It sounds fantastic. Great opportunity. Okay. And actually, I think I'll share this with you. This is kind of fun. Funny, strange. This is from the Jewish Press. Udist on the Roof by Stephen Plout, published on May 12th of 2015. The peace partners from the Palestinian Authority have announced that they have had enough of the Jews misappropriating Palestinian culture and folklore and claiming it as their own. In order to set the record straight, the Palestinian Authority has decided to clear the air and stage the true musical play about the roots of Palestinian culture that was later distorted into Fiddler on the Roof, reclaiming what the Jewish colonialists have attempted to steal from the Palestinians. American chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine will be holding amateur presentations of the play. And the New York Metropolitan Opera announced plans to stage it after the play about Klinghoffer completes its run. This new project is to show the real theatrical work that was later misappropriated by the Jews and misrepresented as based upon the writings of Shalom Aleichem. Palestinian President Abu Mazen has greeted the new production with a call to restore the play to its original pristine Palestinian form before it underwent Zionist distortion. The new play is called Udist on the Roof. It shows the traditional Palestinian oud player in various scenes, breaking out in spontaneous song and music to accompany the singers and actors. The central figure in the play is Itbach, the humble village milkman. He lives in a traditional Palestinian village before the Zionist colonists conducted their ethnic cleansing of Arabs. Itbach lives with his wife, Jihada, and their various unmarried daughters. In the first song of the play, Itbach comes out on stage and sings the new words to the fiddler's song, Tradition. They go like this, explosion, explosion, explosion. who day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, and pay the bills? And who has the right, as master of the house, to have the final word at home? The Baba, the Baba, explosion! The Baba, explosion! Itbach adorably likes to toss out citations from the holy books that do not actually appear here to make himself appear to be learned. After introducing other members of the Palestinian village, he breaks into song. If I were a shaheed, ya ba 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 da da deedle 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 dum. All day long, I detonate for fun. If I were a Shaheed guy. Much of the plot concerns Itbach's efforts to marry off his daughters. One of them refuses to marry an old man that her father has picked out for her because he is demanding no bride price. So Itbach murders the girl in an honor killing. Itbach sings the song to life from Fiddler with a few editing changes to make it appropriate for a Palestinian musical. The new words go like this, to death, beladi, 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 to death. If you've been lucky, then Monday was no worse than Sunday was. Drink beladi, to death, to death, to death, beladi, 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 to death. One day it's baklava cake, next day a stomach ache. Drink beladi, to death. Another of Itbach's daughters decides to marry a communist, but Itbach makes his peace with the idea, since the local Palestinian Communist Party told him that the communists are really pro-Islam and not anti-religion. Another daughter is to marry a nerdy guy who wheels out his new acquisition on a sewing machine table into the village square. The new arrival is an Al-Qassam rocket fastened to the top of the sewing machine. At the end of the show, The Zionists enter the village dressed as Cossacks and order the poor Palestinian villagers to pick up and move out to Jericho and Gaza. The United Nations UNESCO has announced it is awarding the production of a special subsidy. Tel Aviv University will be the first institution in Israel to stage it. Well, of course, this is totally satire. Totally, totally hysterical by Stephen Plout. Well, I think it's hysterical. However, on a completely other note,
thank you.
Daniel Gill from the Four Worlds, Anochi Anochi, and it was recorded by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Okay, this is something from the Alger Minor, and Dershowitz, not surprising, ignoramus Bernie Sanders tapped professional, quote-unquote, Israel hater for Democratic Policy Committee interview. This is dated May 25th of this year. The Palestinian activist appointed by presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders to the Democratic Platform Drafting Committee is a, quote, professional Israel hater, unquote. Internationally acclaimed legal mind Alan Dershowitz told the Alger Minor on Tuesday. Dershowitz, a fierce defender of Israel and avowed supporter of the Democratic Party, was referring to Arab American Institute, AAI, President James Zogby, whom Sanders tapped on Monday to help draft party policy. Dershowitz, who said he's debated Zogby on numerous occasions, explained why he is not surprised that the senator from Vermont contending for the Democratic nomination picked him to fill such an influential position. Bernie Sanders is an ignoramus when it comes to the Middle East, and he is very strongly biased against Israel. He gets his information from left, hard left, anti-Israel sources, and he doesn't think for himself, he said. Regarding another Sanders anti-Israel appointees to the committee, philosopher Cornel West, a BDS proponent, who wrote that the crimes of Hamas pale, quote, in the face of the U.S.-supported Israeli slaughter of innocent civilians, unquote, and accused President Obama of being, quote, most comfortable with upper-middle-class white and Jewish men who consider themselves very smart, very savvy, and very effective in getting what they want, unquote. Dershowitz said, quote, putting two Israel bashers on the committee risks dividing the Democratic Party over an issue on which they've always been united. According to a Morning Consult poll published Tuesday, presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton is only ahead of Sanders by 6 percentage points. Sanders, Dershowitz said, poses a tremendous threat to Clinton's election, and she should fight tooth and nail to keep the Democratic platform supportive of Israel. This is not, according to Dershowitz, because Sanders will ever be president, but due to his being more dangerous as a losing candidate than he would be if he were to win the election. Since if he did, he would be overwhelmingly defeated in November. As a loser, on the other hand, he threatens to push Clinton into positions that will make it much harder for her to win the general election. In other words, said Dershowitz, I'm not worried about Sanders as a winner. I'm worried about him as a loser. And I will do everything in my power to see that he is marginalized in the Democratic Party, particularly on foreign policy, about which he knows nothing. In a blog post published by AAI, Zogby called American and Israeli supporter for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shameful, claiming that Israeli society is on a slippery slope, becoming increasingly tolerant of racist violence. In a 2010 Huffington Post article, Zogby compared the plight of the Palestinians, quote-unquote, to that of the Jews during the Holocaust. In an interview with Foreign Policy on Monday, Zogby, who has served on the executive body of the Democratic National Council for the last decade, said the language used by the Democratic platform will have to adopt a more, quote, toughened approach against Israel and include the word, quote, occupation, unquote, in relation to Israeli presence in the West Bank. He also hopes to increase the party's support for Palestinians. The party's current platform policy seeks, quote, a just and lasting Israeli-Palestinian accord, according producing two states for two peoples, which would contribute to regional stability and help sustain Israel's identity. Oy vey. All right, well, let's go to my friend.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some men.
Start again. Wait a minute now. Okay, take two.
Try it again.
Take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some land. I yelled for Captain Arab, I'll have you understand, who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale, we're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sail. Howl on the bowline, we sang that melody, like all tough sailors do when they're far away from at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said we'll set up a fort right here and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon, and throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by a Guernsey cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying ban the bums. I realized right away, and I said I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. I went into a restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Fluid was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Now I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France, who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Then I rapped upon a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refuse Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Well, I ran outside and I hopped inside a cab. I went out the other door, this Englishman said fab. As he saw me leap a hot dog stand and a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and the man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye and ran out to the street, when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. The payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, a foot came through the line. By this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back some help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails would let me know if I should go back to the ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails and round my sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name, and I said, Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said, for the Pope of Uruk, I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. J-Rab, he was stuck on a wheel that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I spied three ships sailing and they were all coming my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He says name was Columbus, and I just say good luck. It's something like the same. You say that you're fed up. You say you're gonna head off. Then you run around packing like a chicken with your head off. I just wanna ask you, honey, where are you at? 'Cause I tell you all the time, you don't have to do that.
Now I'm gonna play on the piano.
Oh, that's too funny. I want to play on the piano, Mr. Bobby Dylan. Okay, let's see. Well, let's see if we have time for one more. Let's do...
She'll really make a mess out of you. Oh, guitar player I got right now.
Okay, so we're sitting here on the dock of the bay. No. I'm already logged off thinking that Chris would be bouncing in the studio momentarily. He isn't here, so...